Hello again, friends. I'm so glad you joined me this morning, and it is great to see you. It's great to see you. Glad you're here. I'm glad you're in. You're just present here as we gather together. And I pray that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, would just be acceptable to the Lord, but would also stir you and hopefully encourage you, and possibly even challenge you to take steps today and in the days ahead. So I have to tell you that I'm going to assume this, but I really think and imagine that one of the things we have in common is that we are ready to get and looking forward to getting back to normal, right? Making some shifts and getting back to normal. I have to confess with you that even this week, just driving around here, I was excited to see summer traffic, you know, and kind of sit in the traffic a little bit. So, we just have ours up here, but the season that we have just been through, that we have come through, and we're still in, but we're starting to enter a new season. The season that we've been through has had plenty of ups and downs. It has plenty of difficulties. For some people, there's actually been a lot of fun that has been in this season. It's been enjoyable to have maybe a break, to do things in a different way. Some people have also just, this has been 100% stress all the way through. So every one of us is somewhere on that continuum in between those two things. But I really think we're pretty much all ready to get back to normal, to get back to a thing of normal. But here's where I want us to pause. Because in light of our experience, I want us to pause and think about what have we learned? What have we learned? Because wouldn't it be a shame to just go back to normal the way it's always been when we've been through all of this experience of the last 90 days? Wouldn't that be just a shame to just waste or have that go away? Now, I know there's a lot of talk about getting back to normal, and some of what will be normal in the future will be kind of forced upon us. There's nothing we can do about that. But much of our future, much of your future, you will be able to choose elements that will become your new normal. Now, when we think about it, we are at this point in, I'm going to call it the climax of the opportunity. The Apostle Paul, as he traveled around, he wrote a number of letters. And one of the ones that I love all of stuff, but Ephesians 5:16, he wrote this and he said, "Be very careful then how you live." And I think that may be a call for us right now and as we're going through this, but perhaps for every single day. I know it is for me. Be very careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. What does it mean to be wise right now where we are? What we have been through and where we are going. How do we make the most of every opportunity? Because Paul says the days are evil. So look out. But how do we do so going forward and do that being wise? As we move through this season into the next season, having experienced the last 4 months, we have an incredible opportunity. If we are wise, we will pause and we'll ask ourselves some questions. And that's what I want to talk about today and in the next couple weeks. Now, what have you learned? What have you learned? I'm going to flesh this out a little bit in just a moment, but what have you learned that you want to carry forward? So, one of the things that as this crisis we're kind of moving, I'll say, through or getting out of or starting to, you know, we're stepping forward with, but when it first got rolling, when that crisis first got rolling and got going there, one of the things that I never imagined in my wildest dreams would be the most valuable commodity. Do you remember what that initial product that when you went in the stores, there was nothing, it wasn't on the shelf? I mean, it was just gone, right? And then as the store shelves were bare of this product, I went into a store, and he had two piles of this. And he had two piles of this, and I said to him, I said, "Well, what are these? And he said, "Well, this over here is the 2-ply, And he said, this one over here, these were his words. This is recycled toilet paper. I'm just trying to learn and think about that. Maybe not too much. As we go through life and we encounter things, we get to think about them. We get to learn from them and go forward with that wisdom, using it wisely, or we just kind of blast by and we ignore it there. So today I want to encourage you to really pause and look at what we have learned, what you have learned, and apply that so that we'll be better off in the future. You will be better off in the future. How can we be better off because of the experience we have been to? How can we be better off as a result of what we have been through? We've all been through a tough time that has been just forced upon us. And as we're coming through, here's the thing, you will benefit from this if you take steps, if you pause and think about it, think about what you've learned, and take steps towards wisdom by applying what you've learned of this experience. Because wouldn't it be a shame? Wouldn't it be a shame to have gone through what you have just gone through and neglect to pause and ask, what have I learned? And neglect to pause and learn from that and adjust your life that can be better because of it. Now, you may be in the place where you're thinking, you know what, I am so much in the middle of this right now, I can't even think about pausing. I'm just trying to muddle my way through, and this is so deep, and I'm sifting through all of the consequences and the things I've had to deal with. And I would just say, maybe if this feels premature, just hold it in that tension, but don't lose it. I want to challenge every one of us, no matter where we are in that circumstance, no matter where we are and how we're feeling, no matter what we're dealing with as far as pain, which I don't know what you're dealing with specifically in your life. I don't know all of the details. I don't know any of that. But I do believe if we pay attention, if you pay attention, you will benefit from learning from your experience. And the tendency that every one of us will have is to rush back into a normal and brush by the lessons and just totally miss them, especially when we go through a difficult season. So I want to share with you a quote from C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis was a famous theologian. He started as an atheist, and he started writing, and he became a Christian and wrote some very profound words in a number of different volumes. But in the book, The Problem of Pain, he wrote some very profound words that I want us to just look at for a moment, because he explored the very tension of what we should learn and really when we should learn it. When is it appropriate to start learning? So look at this quote with me. C.S. Lewis says this: my own experience is something like this. I am progressing along the path of life in my ordinary, contented, fallen, godless condition, absorbed in a merry meeting of my friends and morrow of a bit of work that tickles my vanity, and then suddenly a stab of an abdominal pain that threatens serious disease, or headlines in a newspaper that threatens us all with destruction. And it sends this whole pack of cards tumbling down. At first, I'm overwhelmed. How many of us felt that way? And all of my little happinesses look like broken toys. And then slowly and reluctantly, bit by bit, I try to bring myself into the frame of mind that I should have been all along. And perhaps by God's grace, I succeed, and for a day or two, become a creature consciously dependent on God and drawing its strength from the right sources. But the moment the threat is withdrawn, you know what comes next in that phrase, right? Because you know what comes next because you and I have experienced this in our own life story. Perhaps you've been confronted because of a behavior. Maybe it was in a workplace situation. Maybe it was in a relationship behavior. It could have been any place. Maybe it was in a health situation, but you're confronted and you have to clean up this behavior, this habit. And when you did, you adapt new behaviors and you move forward and things go much better. And the threat kind of diminishes. And all of a sudden, when that threat diminishes and is minimized, we just go right back to that old behavior. Once that threat is withdrawn, we drift back to that normal. Right? You've had this happen to you. I've had this happen to me. Sometimes it makes me wonder, what is wrong with us as human beings? What is wrong with us? Why do we have to come to the brink of disaster before we're willing to make changes? Changes that we know will be helpful. And yet, usually we speed along and just go right by and go along our way. So let me finish. C.S. Lewis says, but the moment the threat is withdrawn, my whole nature leaps back to the toys. God had me for 48 hours, and then only by the dint of taking everything else away, let him sheath that sword for a moment. This is what I want us to avoid. Because in order to gain from pain, we have to be intentional. Otherwise, we'll just drift back to the normal, and the opportunity will be lost. We'll just be wasted. Remember that passage, be very careful then how you live, taking and using the most of every opportunity. C.S. Lewis goes on, and I love this. If you've had a dog or a puppy, you've probably had this happen. We used to have this happen to us all the time with one of our dogs. And I behave like a little puppy when the hated bath is over. I shake myself dry and race off to reacquire my comfortable dirtiness. If not in the nearest manure heap, to at least the nearest flower bed. Right? Jump back into it. It's human nature to return to the habits once the pain associated with those bad habits is gone. I know it, you know it, we all know it. And we all have our own story that talks about this, and we can explain this, and we can say, I can see where this has happened in my life. And it's human nature to get back to what is comfortable, to get back to what we are used to. But here's the challenge, and here's where I want to challenge us this morning and today as we go into this new season. Do you really want to aspire to be normal? Just normal? When you have the opportunity to seize the day, when you have the opportunity to seize what you have learned and build it into your days so that you can be better for it as we go forward, as you go forward. I don't know your circumstances. I don't know all of the details, but it's not too soon to ask these questions and start to apply these into your life. Think about what have you been doing that has not been helpful? And maybe this is for the last 5 years. What have I been doing that is not helpful for me, that doesn't benefit me? Okay, I need a longer list of paper. What should I begin doing now that I should have been doing perhaps all the way along? So here's what I want to do. Today, I just want to look at three specific areas of our lives. And two of these, I'm just going to be totally honest up front. It's going to sound like I'm meddling a little bit, and some will get very uncomfortable with this, but I'm just going to go here because these are elements of us as human beings and elements of our life. But because I'm going to ask you, the bottom line is, do you want to be a better person and a stronger person who's more equipped to deal with life, or do you just want to keep cruising through normal? If you want to keep cruising through normal, sign off now, because you're not going to be pleased with what I'm going to do. But if you want to live wisely, if you want to grow forward, if you want to be better at life, stay here and listen and tune in. Because when we are under pressure is when the time, that quote from C.S. Lewis, it's when the time we have some great perspective. And what a shame it would be if we lose those learnings. Now, next week, I want to enter into this whole idea. There's an idea that I want to share with you and talk about the special ability that you have, because God has given you a special ability. But right now, I want to talk about where you are right now in the position that we are in, that you are in, we are all in as we step forward into this new season. And I know, like I say, this is not, I'm not going to be Mr. Popularity in about 6.5 minutes, I'm guessing, okay? And I'm not going to get any popularity awards for talking about what I'm talking about, but I'm doing this because I care about you, because I love you, because I believe God has something great in store for you and better than what you currently have and a better you as you go forward. So I want you to seize the opportunity. I want you to step into this. I want you to be better prepared, better equipped as you go forward to make the most of this opportunity. I don't want you to miss it. So here's the first area. I'm just going to jump into these now. What have you learned? I'm going to base the question there. What have you learned financially? What have you learned financially? Having gone through what you have gone through in the last 60 days and 90 days, maybe you look further back than that, but as having gone through what we've gone through, as we begin to come out of this crisis, what have you learned financially? What have you learned? You know, financially speaking, prior to leading up to the crisis, what were you doing that was not helpful? You can look at your bank account and you know. What financial habit perhaps caught up to you? Maybe the other way to look at this is to come at it from the other direction and say, what do you wish you had been doing financially? What do you wish you'd been doing financially that would have made it easier for you to have dealt with what you have had to deal with? You may answer, I am so glad. I am so glad that I established an emergency fund and we've been on a monthly budget that we follow. You may be answering that way, and I just say, go, that's awesome, right? Living wisely, making the most of the opportunity means to begin now and face up to the financial reality that you're facing right now. If you take steps to address this right now, you'll be better for it. You know, perhaps the learnings that come out, these are my words, and perhaps you'll have different words that will fit into these, but perhaps the learning that will come, that has come to light in the last 60 or 80 days is it's better to want than it is to owe. Because there's always a tension with the I want, because I want, oh, I've got a want list. There's a lot of wants on my list. But learning, the learning to understand that it's better to live with that feeling of I want than to deal with the consequences of the I owe. Because it's better off to go without the things that you want than to owe money on things that, in essence, you probably don't really need anyways. So that maybe that's one question that comes to mind. What have you learned financially? Maybe it's that. Maybe you've also learned that financial debt is due in part because of a lack of self-control. We have a tendency to believe if I only made more money, if I simply had a greater capacity of income, if my income was greater, that would solve all my financial shortfalls. Maybe in the midst of the crisis, you thought, I wish we had just saved, or I had saved more money. I wish I had a bigger cushion. I wish I had the right-sized emergency fund. Maybe that's what you're thinking. And if you're saying that, I wish I had more money saved away, what you're really saying is, I wish I had been executing and exercising better self-control. Financial debt is usually, it's due at least in part by a lack of self-control. Again, I'm probably Mr. Popular today. If you're facing consequences of lack of financial self-control, now is the time. Now is the day to learn this lesson, to write it down and begin to take steps. The author of Proverbs put it in a way that it doesn't sound very relevant when you first read it until you unpack this a little bit. And as you unpack it, it really makes such huge sense. It's a powerful statement. Proverbs 25, 28 says this, like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. Understanding what he is saying here really makes it very relevant. So let me unpack this for you. The walls around the city represent security, represent peace, represent prosperity, represent all of those things, even safety and certainty. When an enemy approaches, it picks the weakest part of the wall, attacks, and then breaks through the wall. When the wall is breached, the occupants of the city lose their security, they lose their safety, they lose their autonomy, they lose their ability to control their own lives. And this applies to every area of our life. The lack of self-control leads to a loss of control. One of the primary things that we really want, I think all of us want, is to control our own life. And the key to having control is to exercise self-control. Maybe that's the takeaway that you're really looking at. It was like, that's it for me, that's what I really need, right? The key to having control is to exercise self-control. Maybe that's the key. And most of us learn this the hard way, right? I expect all of us could write some things down and say, oh, let me tell you my story. I've learned this now, but now is the time. Now is the time to do this and to apply it, to take these common sense ideas that are very common sense and very regular and apply them so that you won't be in the same place when this happens in the future. The lack of self-control leads to a loss of control. Dave Ramsey, who's a biblical financial advisor, as well as many financial advisors, I think all the ones I've ever met or talked to, they all recommend that we have 3 to 6 months of expenses in savings, and they call it an emergency fund, or Dave Ramsey does, in case of a crisis, whether it's national, global, or personal. I have to tell you, when I heard that for the first time, I thought, oh, that's a really good idea. That's kind of neat. But actually doing it and applying it and making it happen, oh, that's a whole different thing. Self-control. But if you had taken that advice, this experience we're coming out of would have been a little bit easier. And if you didn't take that advice, I imagine you're wishing you had. Our tendency, especially when we're hit hard, our tendency is to blame, to kind of push it off and to blame others. So some will blame the economy, some will blame political leaders or our employer or the virus. And all of those contributed, there's no doubt about that, but if we're brutally honest, you contributed to your situation and your consequences. So now's the time to take responsibility of that. Be very careful how you live. Now is the time to create a plan. Begin setting money aside to be prepared for the next financial bump that comes. Doing so is wisdom, learning from experiences, so that when your walls are attacked, they will not be breached, because your self-control created an emergency fund, and that prepared you for your future. An emergency fund requires extraordinary self-control. If you don't have an emergency fund, I would just say begin one today. Begin one today. So what have you learned financially? Maybe yours is a whole different story, but what have you learned financially in the last 60 days? What have you learned relationally? What have you learned relationally? What have you experienced relationally, perhaps in the next few months, that you want to carry forward? What have you learned about relationships that you want to carry forward? I know one of the things that I have experienced, and I've heard this mentioned very often, is the value of friendships. The value of friendships and how important it is. During this season of quarantine, it has really highlighted the good and even the not so good in relationships. Now, I've had a number of couples share with me that this season has really brought them together. I've had a number of families communicate with me and said, this season, as hard as it has been, has really brought us together as a family and even friends. And it has also likely exposed some cracks in relationships. Relational issues, perhaps, that were ignored due to busyness and we were doing other things and you were keeping, but now you can see those cracks. And it's time to deal with those, because that's a crack in the wall that will diminish the security, the peace that you can have. Perhaps it's distance that you noticed with one of your children or a child, because you spent so much time building your career and providing for your family and all of the things that you may have been doing, but yet you recognize that you didn't develop a relationship with your child or children or that person that you really wish you had. Now is the time to seize the opportunity. Now, we could say, well, it's their fault, or, and again, that's putting it out there, but take the responsibility for your part of it. Take leadership and begin addressing those relational cracks. This is a season. This crisis, this quarantine may actually be the greatest wake-up call to improve a relationship in your life. Now is the time to address them. If we all just rush back to normal, the learning will be wasted. It'll just be for naught. But now is the time to address, make a plan, fix the crack in that relationship wall. You know, there's going to be a time, maybe in a few years, where all of a sudden we're going to look back and we're going to be in places and you're going to be telling stories of this time and what happened and how things went and how things went afterwards. What do you want that story for you to be? That you just made it through and here we are? Or that you can say, you know what, that crisis was the catalyst that made a difference in my life. That crisis was a catalyst that saved a relationship, that brought us together, that made us come back to that catalyst. That crisis was a catalyst that changed the way I do things, and has made my life so much better. This is the opportunity that each one of us has as we look at these different areas. As we look at these different areas, financially, relationally, and then lastly for today, personally. Personally. What have you learned personally? What have you learned personally? How is your worldview, you know, how you see the world, how you interpret, how you explain how the world works? In these times that we've been through, these very difficult times, foundations have been rocked. How is your worldview holding up? Some, I've noticed, who would not consider themselves very religious have found themselves praying, maybe for the first time or the first time in a long time. Most have had their faith rattled, shaken, shocked, perhaps by fear, the uncertainty that we've had to deal with. And you may realize that your faith is more fragile than you imagined. If this season has caused and created tension on the inside, pay attention to that. Pay attention, because what that really means is you are on the verge of learning something. You're on the verge of remembering an element of faith that perhaps you have forgotten. And this is such an exciting time, if that's what you're feeling, because this can lead to something good if you stop and ask the questions. And many of us, many people have been asking questions, which are great questions, because if we follow them through, they lead us to a place where we're better off. People have asked questions from the widest, like, where is God? How could God? Which are great questions to pursue. Actually, a great resource, I'll just put it out there, is our website. A number of those type of messages we talked about back in April and May. So go right onto our website and watch those messages. Pull down those notes and look at them. These are such great questions to pursue, and they will strengthen your faith and make you better at life if you pursue them. And unless you pursue them, you will never securely connect to the anchor and the foundation of the Christian faith, unless you pursue them. Our tendency as human beings is to think, well, good things happen to good people and bad things happen to bad people. And you know, you earn your way as you go through life, and God favors a certain kind of people and all of that kind of thing. We all have a habit of belief that God owes us for being good. Some people say, well, life owes us for being good. Because I've been a good person, I'll live a good life. Because I've been a good person, I'm entitled to. Those are all things that we need to wrestle to the ground and understand our faith. And my point is this: if this season has shaken you up, pay attention to the tension. If the current events have left you wrestling with those God questions, pay attention to those, because you're on the verge of pursuing and discovering a better and a deeper faith, a faith in the God who rescues, the God who saves, the God who provides, the God who brings love, the God who is passionately in love with you, the God who allowed the best possible person, Jesus, to experience the most excruciating pain on your behalf. Time ticks on. Before you know it, we'll be through this. Things are going to return to a more familiar pattern. I don't want you to have wasted this time. I want you to be better for it. Better for it financially, better for it relationally, better for it personally. Going through all of this experience, all of the perhaps pain and varying levels of that, but we've all been through pain and loss. Without any gain, that would be a shame. So the question I leave you with is, what have you learned? What have you learned? Maybe one of the things you learned is to simply slow down. That takes a lot of self-discipline for a lot of us. Maybe you've learned to focus on relationships. Maybe it's relationships that are right in front of you. Maybe it's relationships that have been neglected. Now is the time to start dealing with all of these cracks. Maybe what you've learned is what you should prioritize, what you should keep in the forefront. And remember to control what's controllable, what you can control, and to trust God for the rest. Maybe that's what you're learning or what you have learned. So the question is, will you actually learn something about how you're living life, how you have gone through this crisis? In those three categories, financially, spiritually, personally, relationally, will you take steps that will give you a better perspective on life so you'll be better at life? Let's not just shake it off and jump into a new season. I am certainly ready to jump into summer and to jump into the lake this afternoon or something. But I don't want to miss this unprecedented opportunity to learn, and I don't want you to miss this unprecedented opportunity to learn and gain perspective that will serve you well today and in the future. Paul said, be very careful how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. This is our opportunity. I'm praying that you will decide, you'll find these areas. Maybe you're writing them down, a couple areas, and you're saying, these are things I've learned that I want to apply to my life that will make such a difference in my life. And you can just lift that up to God. So that's what I'm praying, that we'll learn and we'll grow for being better for going through this. Let's pray together. Lord God, I give you thanks that you are with us in all circumstances and all times. And I thank you, Lord, so much that you offer us, because we are people that have intellect, we are people who can live wisely. You help us to see and to look back. You help us, when we look back, to have even better clarity, to realize how we could have done something better. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us to see and to not just see it, but to pause and to take steps so that we can be better prepared for the bumps in life that will come. Lord, help us in these three ways: financially, relationally, and personally. Lord, I pray that you would help us to take steps, practical steps that you can outline for us, that you will help us with, to consider the question, what did I wish I was doing that would have better prepared me? Lord God, give us your guidance, give us your wisdom, and may what we do and what we say, may that simply be a blessing from you, Lord, as we draw closer to you so that we can be better at life. And I pray this all in your name, Jesus, for your glory. Amen.